Patrick, what's up? What are you guys doing? Tell me about your lives. Let's start this thing.
You guys have been having so much fun talking here about.
I know.
About life and your brand new corridor here.
Seriously.
You actually have to do some work.
I know. Might as well.
Well, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming.
We're out right now promoting some brand new music.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we can't stay away from lovely Lethbridge. Last time we were here, I think we played a show.
We might have been here in between, but that might have been once. Probably once or twice in the last 14 months.
NMAX. NMAX. Right. Yeah, you guys were totally playing at the NMAX because it was your first stadium show,
yeah,
wasn't
arena.
It?
It was our first arena,
arena
show.
Yeah.
Man, was that ever cool.
That was right?
Fun day.
They love their country music
right here. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Gets a little rowdy.
Lethbridge will always have a special place in our hearts because that was the first time we really got to play an arena. And it looked like an arena from the stage and the lights. And it was great.
That's awesome.
Hoping like now we got some new music out and we're starting to build our calendar. So hopefully we can get out here really soon and play some more shows for you guys.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So what else are you guys up to? Like, you're promoting your new single, obviously.
Yes, we got a brand new song, Play It Safe. It came out...
Oh, geez, a month ago? Maybe just less than a... A month ago, we'll go.
Sure, yeah.
But no, yeah, we've had a lot of fun with this so far. We got to play 2 weeks ago to we had a show about in our home area, Brandon, right? Yeah.
Brandon, Manitoba.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we had fun with all the new songs. Got to test them out, and it all went really well.
Nice.
Yeah, no, we actually have a brand new EP coming out. It was slated to be June, but I think it's closer to July now.
Mm-hmm.
We're working out some fine details on it, but new songs coming together great. We all feel, like myself, Tom, Dallas Smith, our producer, that every song on this EP is better than every song on the last EP.
That's really good to hear.
It's really cool. And like Tom was saying, we got to play these songs for the first time a couple weeks ago. And we feel that the response to these songs were better than the response from the last songs. So it's been a learning curve for us, like especially since, you know, last time we were here, we hadn't played some of these big stages. So now we have a full year of playing festivals under our belt and a couple more songs at radio. And we're seeing how our project has grown and how we've grown as individuals. And it's been a really exciting experience.
And Canadian music is growing because we were just talking about Spotify and you guys said that people listen to you basically all over the world now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had thousands of listeners, I think, in the UK, Australia, America, everywhere. It's been it's weird. It's kind of weird.
It's great. We were very fortunate this past year. Our song All She Wrote had, I think it's 1.8 right now, million streams.
That's
on Spotify.
Incredible.
And that started blowing like our label's minds because like this is just happening. There was no like ad place because we didn't place ads. We're
all about the organic reach. Yeah,
yeah. So they're like, this is just a happening. This is an organic reach, and people are digging this song. And in comparison to some of Dallas Smith's biggest hits, I think that's got more spins than Autograph, which was a number
really?
One hit on the radio. Yeah. So they were really happy with that, and we're really happy with that because we're just a couple kids from small town Winnipeg that started playing songs and got a couple good breaks. So get that kind of traction, you know, however it comes. Sometimes it's at radio. Sometimes you get a viral video on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
For us, we've been getting a lot of cool Spotify numbers. So it's very exciting.
And then the festivals you guys are playing this summer.
Yeah, we have another show back in Winnipeg opening up for High Valley at our casino there. And then we got a nice, real cool Canada Day one.
Yeah, we get to play a very prestigious show that generally gets about 40,000 people out there, and they pursued us to headline this thing.
That's
and,
so cool.
And it was really, really cool. Great because it took a while to kind of lock the show down, but the people who wanted the show for months, they were like, we want Patrick. We really want you guys. We think you're perfect for this show. It's Canada 150, so what do you guys think? So it's gone from, for us in the last couple of years, it's gone from playing small little watering holes in our hometown where four or five people might come watch to getting opportunities to play for 10, 20,000 people and having those millions of streams and radio play all across this country.
Mm. And then is there anything else in the works for you guys besides the EP coming out?
We might be lucky enough to do some touring this fall, so I won't say any more than that.
Dang it!
Hush, hush.
I can't say any more than that. But we're working really, really hard, and we're really proud of this new music. We're so happy with the response that Play It Safe has got over the past couple weeks, and we're really excited for people to hear the whole EP.
And last time you guys were here, you spilled your secret that you watch Young and the Restless.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to know one more secret, because it's a tradition now. Aren't you lucky? Thanks for coming to Leopard.
Yeah. Another secret. I don't
Yeah. Know. Give me, like, another deep dark.
I think that's our darkest secret, to be honest.
What's, Okay, what's a good secret? What's
so what are you going to throw me under the bus again?
I'm looking for something to throw ourselves under the bus again. Tom watches The Bachelor.
Actually, hold on. That's a complete lie. That is a complete lie. He's just looking to throw me under. You were totally looking to pin something on me here, and that's not happening. I do not watch The Bachelor. No.
Nah.
There's nothing wrong with being envious of those guys.
No.
Like,
no. I actually have no idea, though.
Nah, nothing that's going to bury us, to be honest. Like,
really?
I openly said that, like, we watch Young and the Restless. And
You openly did.
You openly did. I didn't like that.
Yeah, well, whatever. You watch more than me. Now, you know, we've been watching a lot of the Netflix series. I think Netflix really has been throwing out some good shows. So.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys watch Riverdale?
No, my girlfriend does.
Oh,
I watch.
So good.
There's a show that I love on there called Wentworth.
I've heard of that.
That's a good
I heard it's
show.
Like it's the Orange women, is the New Black.
Yeah, the Australian version.
My top three right now. I'm sure everyone or lots of people have seen this one, but the 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah. Yep.
Great show.
Mm-hmm.
The show 13.
I don't know if I've heard of that.
It's like a five show great. Series.
Won't
but
tell you what it's about.
It's really, you have to watch it.
The OA, fantastic, and Stranger Things.
You said top three.
I know.
That was four.
Gotta throw Stranger Things.
Go back to The Young and the Restless.
If that goes on Netflix, you guys are just done.
We're done. Oh,
done
yes.
touring. Done making music.
Yeah.
Throw each other on the bus. It's fine.
Yeah. We'll leave it with that.
Okay. Sounds good.
I feel like I'm digging myself pretty deep right now. So.
Yeah.
Totally. Oh, you're putting me in a hole right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's true.
We're a team, so I'll bury you and I'll unbury you.
Wow.
Did you though?
Nah. I'll leave them.
Brothers.
True. Well, thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
Lots of fun.
You're fun. Great.